Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Let's get right to work here. Topping farm news, Senator Tammy Baldwin demanding that the USDA safeguard farmers' personal and financial information and rescind the Department of Government Efficiency's unprecedented access to USDA's payment systems. Reports showed that the DOGE has access to USDA databases containing farmers' sensitive financial information. This intrusion, she says, breaches farmers' privacy and raises serious concerns about the future of USDA payments, our nation's food security, and the consolidation of farmland and processing operations. Baldwin said historically only trained Farm Service Agency staff and senior USDA officials have had access to this data. So there is no clear justification for the Department of Government Efficiency access, and it raises serious concerns about data security, farmers' privacy, and the potential misuse of confidential records. Yesterday came the announcement of a newly signed Memorandum of Understanding with U.S. Wheat Associates. The Bangladesh government committed to purchasing 700,000 metric tons, or 25.7 million bushels, of U.S. wheat annually. The deal reaffirms the country's commitment to bolstering national food security and advancing trade relations with the U.S. USDA and other fiscal year 2026 spending bills could become threatened in September if Democrats carry through on a threat to shut down the government over the president's spending clawback efforts. The new fight over the president's bid to downsize the government risks sidelining a more than $25 billion USDA spending bill. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
We are doing everything we can to keep the bipartisan appropriations process going, and they're undermining it with rescissions, with pocket rescissions, with impoundment in every other way.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune warned of a partial government shutdown this fall with Schumer under stiff pressure from his base after not blocking GOP stopgap funding in March.
The Democrats have suggested that they would shut the government down over us taking a rescission. Somehow that's going to step on the normal appropriations process. And I guess what I would point out is that rescissions have been a part of the process around here for a long time.
That includes both Democratic and GOP administrations. Thune told Fox News Sunday a few upcoming votes on spending bills will indicate the likelihood of a government shutdown. Republicans need 60 votes to avert filibusters, but have only 53. So they need 7 Democrats to overcome the stalling tactics allowed on the 12 appropriations bills. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with the markets.